Blog Talk Radio.
This weekend, is y'all, as you know, is the Mother's Day weekend.
And I know at my home church at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where my pastor is, Pastor Christopher Wakeman, we will be celebrating Mother's Day as well as Hat Day, as well as Women's Day, all of it together there. So now, I don't know how they're going to do all that, but if the Lord say so, I'm hoping that I'll be able to just go and do my part, whatever that might be. Play my keyboard a little bit and do a little song here or there and get through with it and come on back home. And that's about all of the announcements that I have right now, y'all. And so right here, we want to pause for a little moment of prayer, and then we'll go on into tonight's impromptu study. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. Can we thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Father God, for the weather that it is. Thank you, Lord God, that we are on top of the ground and not under the ground. Father God, we just want to give you the praise and all the honor and glory. Father God, we ask that you would bless the sick and the shut in and the bereaved family, Father God, whatever, and hold them up wherever you see them standing in need of. Father God, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, the one that died on Calvary's cross, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And then, Father God, once we come down to the River Jordan and we stick our sword in the golden sand, we ask that you shape your word as a vessel and ferry our souls on a coral in the beautiful land where we can rest. We're going to bow with you in 49 forevermore. And everybody say amen. I want to say, y'all, that just to cut through the chase, this is like an impromptu tonight. We're going to look at some things, instances, and we'll take a couple from the Bible, and then we take a couple from real-life situations that we walk in our day-to-day life. And you can be, you're going to have to be the judge for yourself, because you know how the people have dealt with you. You know the people that you deal with. And so you can answer this question better than anyone. Now, this thing we call, and like I said, we talk about a real person. Now, in the essence of that statement, a real person. When we say that, y'all, now let us make some distinctions here. Now, what we mean about a real person? A real person is not a person without mistake. Right, it's not that now. It's not without flaws, because we all have them. We all have flaws. Now, I know some of us, if you listen at us talk, we ain't never did nothing wrong. We got it all worked out. But nevertheless, hey, that's Sister Jackie. Glad to see you drop in on us tonight. Glad you made it. We're talking about a real person here tonight. This here tonight. A lot of people may not like this here topic, y'all, but nevertheless, it is very, very necessary, because it's something that I know I see it every day, and y'all do too, see it every day. Now, what I mean by a real person is not a perfect person, but a person that tries to do their best to be authentic, and be real. In other words, you can put some weight on what they say. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You got some people that you can't put no kind of weight on nothing they say, because they'll tell you one thing and then the next minute they'll be doing something else. And then you got some people that's two-faced and they have a barrel of bait. They'll tell you one thing in your face, then get behind your back and kill you. You got to know that. So this is what we talk about now. This thing we call inner circle. Y'all, excuse me, y'all. I gotta get me some water together. I'm getting a little beside myself here. Y'all have heard me use the statement "inner circle" on many occasions, and there is something to the inner circle. Jesus had one. It was Peter, James, and John. That was his inner circle. Inner circle, meaning an individual, a leader. It could be a leader, like a pastor, minister of the gospel, male or female. It could be a business person. Anybody in leadership position that got people that's following them, or in their they always have somebody that is closer to them than the norm. Now, all right, now my friend, now let's put this thing together. Now, remember, Jesus had Peter, James, and John. That was the inner circle, because if you read of all of the gospels, Jesus had 12 disciples, 12 ones he chose personally. But it was Peter, James, and John that saw more about what Jesus did and Jesus' ministry than any other disciples. Oh, yes, indeed. They saw it. Matter of fact, they saw Jesus when he was transfigured. Jesus' glory was shown. And God talking to Jesus and Moses and Elijah. Peter, James, and John was standing right there. The other disciples were nowhere around. But now, before we get to bragging now, let's remember this now. But it was also Peter, James, and John that in the garden experience, they wouldn't sleep on Jesus. See what I mean? Because they were human. They were human. So we got people that we would get used to. You understand what I'm saying, y'all? We get people that we become accustomed to. I say it like that. We meet them on Facebook. We meet them on Instagram, on Twitter, and whatnot, TikTok, or whatever you call it. And we meet certain ones, and we get excited, and, you know, for a few days, they are very, very hot and keen on you. They are checking in on you on 24/7. They are trying to make certain that you've got this, and you're doing that, and you're doing it. And they are there for you every step of the way. And then all of a sudden, somebody can make one little negative comment about you, and it will make them turn they are completely forget about you in a moment's notice and go back and start doing something else. They'll stop. Some of them will stop totally messing with you, period. That was once your inner circle. So these are the things that we are saying when you start talking about real people. When Jesus was in the garden, he told Peter, James, and John to come and go with him a little bit further in the garden. He said, and I want y'all to sit here and watch while I pray. He didn't even tell them to pray. He said, y'all watch, and I do the praying. And as we noted that they could not even do that. Their eyes became heavy, and they went to sleep. And Jesus came back and noticed, look, y'all sleep. You need to wake up. And that is where we are today in our church. In our churches, in our communities, most people are asleep. My brother and sister, I hate to say it, but it is true. Most people are asleep. That's how come I say we need to find these real people and connect to those real people, not no perfect people. There are no perfect people, but connect with real people. People that will try to stay with you in the long haul and ain't going to run out and leave you when the thing get hard. Those are the type of people that you need to deal with. Now, you got some people, as long as the thing is going good, as long as you got about 1,000 people on your channel, as long as everything, they getting what they want to a degree, they are very happy and very, very satisfied. But just as soon as you let one of those parameters downturn, they'll go on and search out someone else. This is even true in our local and international arena of churches. Now, I'm not going to go international. I'm just going to stay national for right now. Let's stay in the United States. for those of you that are watching me, if you're from the United States, we're just going to stay in the United States right now. Let's look at our local churches in the United States, our national churches. You got some people that follow one minister. You got some that will follow this minister. You got some that will follow that minister over there. But see, the thing about it, they get the thing misconstrued. Because, see, you ain't supposed to be following the preacher. You're supposed to be following Christ. See, that's what we get it mixed up at right there. See, if you were following Christ, then it wouldn't matter what preacher that was preaching on a Sunday. You would go to church anyway because you're not following the preacher. Now, we got some preachers that I'm going to call the name. I'm going to call the name. We got the Potter's House, Brother T.D. Jakes, Bishop Jakes, if you want to go and make it official. You know, you got, we used to have Brother Oral Roberts. He no longer with us now. And then we had, you know, numerous of others. We got Brother Joel Osteen out there at Lakewood in Texas, in Houston, I believe. As well as we got multiple churches, multiple ministries out here. But you got to be careful when you start picking and choosing. And I had a pastor named Reverend David Johnson. He always tell us, don't be very careful how you pick and choose. See, we got people, we want to pick this and choose that. You know, you sit over here, you ain't high enough to sit over here. You better be careful about that, y'all. Real people do not do that. Real people don't do that. And like I say, if you know a person, and like I say, the longer you be with a person, the longer you've been connected to the person, the better you should know that person. And it's amazing to me that some people can be with you for years and yet not even know you. Now, you know, I probably won't get no amen on that. But, I mean, you can, how is it that you can be in the same house with a person? Whether it be a church family or your national family, how is it that you can be in the same house with a person for all these years and yet not know them? Don't seem logical. Okay, Hammer Man, I knew what you were up to then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we ain't just whistling and dicks on this thing. We've been on this internet ever since 1998. And so, therefore, we know each other. We know the scheme. And you got to give people their room. My friends, let me tell you something. If you got a teaspoon full of sense, if I know a person is busy and they got a talent and they got stuff that they got to do, and then we done talked about it. I ain't talking about none of this popcorn call. I'm talking about we done sat down and talked about all of the upcoming events and stuff that got to be done. And then here I go meandering around, want to kill up all the hell of man time, knowing what he got to do. Well, I ain't that, but I don't fit for a real person. Oh, no, I don't fit for a real person, because if you were real, you would know, get back. Give the man some space and get his work done. Because we can talk on the internet anytime. And then there's a way that you do things. Don't go and meander and just overload on the person. I ain't nowhere in the world that I would go and send and do a video chat with Hammer Man without letting him know, asking him, can he do it? You can't. You don't do that such kind of stuff like that. That's crazy. You common sense, folks. That's a real person. A real person will use common sense. You just don't make outgoing calls on people. You got to let them know, because you don't never know what they might be doing. And then, hey, you go, you done sold your video thing in there. Now, you done messed them up. They may have to start all over again or whatever they were. Why? Because you was inconsiderate. You was inconsiderate. Respect people's time, and they'll respect your time. That's what you got to do. If you want respect, you got to first give respect. The Bible tells us this, y'all, and I don't know why. And I don't know why we don't get it, some of us don't. That the Bible said, whatever you wish for people that do to you, you got to do the same thing. But we got some people, we don't never have nothing good to say about nobody. Everybody is a mess. Everybody is out to get you. Honey, let me give you a piece of advice. Everybody don't even know you. Everybody's not out to get you. That's all in your mind. See, in other words, you need to get that out of your mind. Jesus taught us this. This is all in the Word of God. And if you look about the real people, and then we're going to have to go ahead on and get this Bible study and wrap it up. If you look at Moses, Moses had Aaron. Moses had Aaron. And then also God prepared Joshua to succeed Moses. You see, God's always got a plan, y'all. God ain't never got without a plan. God always got a plan. And then you see when Elisha called out, and when he killed all them, what, I believe it was like, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was like 450 or more of prophets of Baal. He cut them up in pieces. They were Jezebel men. And Elisha had a field day with them. And then the next day, with all that great victory, the very next day when he heard that Jezebel had made them threat, he wanted to die. He wanted to commit suicide. So you see, it's no perfect people, but we could have a perfect agenda. My brothers and sisters, let us stop looking and everything for the bad in everything. Everybody is not out to get you. The sister, excuse me, madam, the sister just didn't recognize you in that new dress you had on last Sunday. It wasn't that she was not trying to speak to you. She just didn't recognize you in the nice dress. She didn't mean no harm. We just take offense at everything. And the Bible tells us in these last days, that was, Jesus said, offense was going to be very rapid. And you can see that all over, y'all. Everybody now is offended. You say one word, they get offended. Everybody. Now you didn't have to do that. Oh, my God, y'all. What did I say in my post today on Facebook? I don't have time for that kind of drama, y'all. You don't have time for that kind of drama either. When you get around people that got that kind of mentality, the best thing for you to do is to distance yourself from it. Distance yourself from those people, because they'll put that poison in you. That poison will get in you, because a person that ain't never got something good to say about nobody, they ain't got nothing good to say about you. You talk about it. Everybody, they got something bad. They got to talk about it. But they didn't do that to me. And see, that's the problem. Everything got to be centered around them. Me, myself, and I. If we get that off our mind, if we stop thinking that everything that God made the universe around us, we wouldn't have that big a problem. But now everything got to be about us. We can't help nobody, but let it come time for help, we'll be the first one in line. That is not right, y'all. So I'm just going to tell it like it is. I'm just going to tell it like it is. And I know I've been on this internet ever since 98. Brother Hammerman can attest to this, because me and Brother Hammerman been connected ever since 98. And I have seen people come, and I have seen them go. They come on fire first, and, oh, man, they'll do this, and they'll do this. Then all of a sudden, they'll fizzle out. They'll fizzle out. The Bible tell you that. People come, they be on fire with something new. My great-grandmama said, used to tell me this. She said, a new broom sweeps good. Those of you that know what I'm talking about, you know, when you buy a new broom, it sweeps very good because it's new. But now when that broom gets a little older, then you see where it started getting a little bit hard to handle. That's the way people are. They, when anything new, they'll hop on it and ride it. But just as soon as things not going the way they want it to go, they'll run out and leave it. And like I said, I done seen it happen. I've been here from 98, from 98 until this present time. And that's 24 years now. Yeah, about 24 years. And I can tell you, I have learned from some of the best. And now I tell y'all tonight, as we get ready to close this Bible study, about these real people. Jesus was a real person. Jesus was a real person. He never going to run out and leave you. Jesus is going to always be right there. And remember now, I said Jesus will always be right there. See, you can't expect me to do that because I'm not able to do that, y'all. See, this is another problem that we have as people. We want to put people where Jesus is, and it ain't going to never work. Jesus is the only one that can do what we need him to do, and that's the only one that we should praise and put on a pedestal, only one that can set that high. Jesus can do what no other can do. He did what no other could do, because it had not been for the Lord who's on our side. Oh, boy. Now, I'm telling you what I'm telling about the real, and that's the real person. That real person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hear tonight, y'all, to tell you straight up, it's just like me and my brother, my other buddy, Brother Dawkins. We've been doing these gospel explosions. And I tell y'all the truth, we're giving straight gospel. And God's word never goes forward. It always accomplishes what he set out to do. Now, we may not never see it on this side of heaven, but it's going to help some. Now, we may not get no credit because, look, it ain't about us. Whether we get the credit or not, it doesn't matter. As long as this gospel that we're teaching is trying to preach, as long as it helps somebody, that's all that matters, because we're not looking for a platform. We're not looking for no praise. All the praise go to God. But I'm telling y'all, I'm telling y'all, in these last few moments, what God has for you, you're going to get it. What can't nobody get what God got for you? You don't have to be standing and act a fool and be grudging-hearted against somebody else because they getting a blessing. You ought to be glad when people getting a blessing because that one out of your way. You ain't long by. But some of us, we don't want nobody to be blessed but us. Wrong answer, y'all. I'm telling you. You would never see the blessing of God with that type of attitude. You would never see the blessing of God. In other words, you'll never happy when somebody else blessed. But now when it comes time for you, it's like I said here this week. I don't think now mother coming up this Sunday gonna refuse no presents. Is it Jackie? Huh? No, y'all ain't gonna refuse no. If you're a mother, you are not gonna refuse no presents this weekend because it's your day, your Mother's Day. So that and want to receive a gift on a day that is celebrated for you, why not you feel that same way about somebody else? See, just what Jesus is trying to teach us. Do unto others as we would have them do unto us. That is the golden rule, y'all. That is the golden rule. So like I said, we're going to end this here, Bible study. I appreciate y'all for coming. And Brother Hammerman, I'll try to catch up with you in a few seconds here after this here broadcast. And I will say, y'all, I appreciate y'all coming by to join in with this here real person, the real person. I'm just saying, y'all, it ain't nothing. Ain't nobody got to be go out with their head down, because we know somebody like this in every arena. But just remember, it's real people that are not perfect people, but they're just real. They have flaws. We all got flaws. We all got shortcomings. But it's just that our overall makeup don't make us be a phony. That's what I'm talking about. Don't be a phony, baloney, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean. So with that being said, I can't read it, Jackie, but okay, I think I know what you're saying. So we're going to end it officially here. They're going to say, and may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these people here for now and forevermore. Let everybody say amen and good night, and we'll see y'all the same place next week. Same time, same place. Good night. Oh, Lord.